from that.
Here's hope. We do while we rehearse, but when we present, we don't use a director.
You want to, I assume, probably even more at the end?
I'm so glad you, I don't even think I put it that out.
And I let the soloist and the accompanist dictate those sections, and then I just bring the choir in on that appropriate point.
So the last one is wonderful, the quiver, the very last oath.
You've heard me, and normally in October this is what my voice sounds like. At least it's not gone.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to sit here and make notes while you guys go.
Amazed at the love Jesus offered.
If it's the same old, excuse me, but those are just observations I'll be making, probably. But I might suggest, first of all, that you, is there a recording out of this?
Yes. I don't love her breathing either.
Okay. I haven't even heard the recording. But I might suggest that for you, that you take the tempo faster.
Oh, okay.
I think it will be easier for you. I think it may help solve some of the breathing issues that occur. You need to make sure that you're breathing at the end of clauses or phrases. You
not
can breathe
enough,
within a phrase if you need to, but it's got to be before a word like and or but or something like that, or where there's a comma, you know, if there's a comma in the text.
I have a lot of the ones I want to breathe marked, but I don't always.
You just don't get there.
Read mine?
Yeah, okay, all right. So, like for the very first part, those quarter notes, can you? I think that whole first part, you ought to just not even think. Are you counting it out in your mind?
No.
Okay, it sounds like you are. So I would just be more, I stand all amazed. And just if you want to go faster, it would be more like you speak it. At the love Jesus offers me. And don't count through that. It's kind of like a recitative kind of thing, okay? Can you try that and just maybe at that velocity, just speech velocity there, okay? And just wait for a second and then go.
I stand all amazed.
Two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two.
I marvel at you. didn't think about it.
So let's get to step two and say, okay, did I think about it? Okay, let's approach that first. And you don't have to take it. I almost get the feel that you're taking the bread too soon. You're anticipating. So if you just, it's just before you deliver it. So it's one, two, okay. So I'm going to give you one, two, and you take it right on two. Okay, here we go. Ready, and one, breathe.
I'm marvelous.
Thinking about it, and you got through with the breath on that, okay? So it was more of just a natural thing for you, okay? All right, let's back up and do that again one more time. So it's actually, maybe if you give her two measures this time, okay? Two, three, one, breathe.
Descend from his throne divine.
Okay, say it lower. I marvel, just to get down to
you
where
want,
it is.
You want me to say it lower?
I marvel. No, no, actually,
you say higher.
Yeah. I marvel. Up higher, yes.
I marvel that he would descend from his throne divine.
Now this time, let's draw it out this time.
I marvel that he would descend from his throne divine.
And you're going to have to work against that tendency for this to drop. So keep the shoulders up. Make sure you've got that strong, high posture. You're taking the breath here, and you're not putting these muscles here. We always feel like we're taking a bigger breath if we breathe clavicularly, but we're not. You need to take that lower breath, diaphragmatic breath, and then let it work from under there. But keep the intensity. Okay, one more time. This time, put your fingers right there and say, hello.
Hello.
You should feel a little push. You feel that pooch, that push out. Hello. Try it again.
Hello.
I marvel. Go ahead.
I marvel
keep pushing
that
out.
He
keep
would
pushing out.
Descend from his throne divine.
Very nice. Now go up.
I made it.
Yeah, you made it easy. You had breath to spare, too. I want. Now let's go up into your mix. Go.
I marvel that he would descend from his throne divine.
You still okay?
It feels so loud, too.
All right. All right. So let's do that. Put that on pitch. Start right on it. One, go.
I marvel that he would descend.
That linear, that horizontal feel, not no, 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 no. Okay, so that it has the connection and your breath is connecting from one note to another. Okay, that's the way we speak. We speak linearly, we don't speak horizontally, right? Okay, so just keep that going, and that seemed to work a lot better for you. Do it again one more time and really pay attention to the breath. I think that's one thing. I'm throwing a million things on you for seeing. I mean, I probably only have 2 minutes or 1 minute or something.
He did 5. He just gave the 5 minute mark like a couple minutes ago.
He also started me early.
Okay.
Oh.
That's okay. Well, let's keep going. So, you clamp too. I can see.
Yeah, that's what you always tell me.
Did I say that before?
Yeah, and I watch when I'm singing, and you're like.
Yeah. So it's just move your jaw just a little bit. This is a practice technique. So do you see what I did when I took the breath? I rather than doing two or three things at once, right?
All right.
Breath and releasing the
jaw. I marvel that he would descend from his throne divine to rescue a soul so rebellious and proud as mine.
So right there, by the way, would be an appropriate breath because you're breathing before and, right? So make that the end of your phrase. In your mind.
That is my mark.
You're gonna go, that's your mark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Right.
In between divine and rebellious.
Right, and it's fine to breathe there, okay? Those are places that are appropriate, and you know, it makes it almost, sometimes I think, more meaningful to hear that little pause or that division there, okay? All right, keep that. Do that again. This time, just think about, don't worry about the breath right now. I want you to just think about keeping this relaxed, okay? Jaw needs to move about that much as you go through. You may feel like it's distorting the words right now on first attempt or whatever. Just go ahead and let that happen.
Yeah, don't be selfish.
The funny thing to me is my brother actually sings with like a very clamped jaw. And so it's funny to hear you say that because I'm like, oh, we sing similar. And I'm always very aware for him, but I guess not as much for myself.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so.
I always take good notes home.
It always helps to observe other people too sometimes. Mm-hmm. Oh,